Ryan Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up later in the show, we'll hear how Rod Blagojevich misused a Rudyard Kipling poem to help clear his name. We're collecting answers to the question, what poem would you recite if you were embroiled in scandal? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to post your verse. We'll talk about them in about an hour. And it's bad enough that people who can't make their mortgage payments are getting kicked out of their homes. What about people who are paying their rent? The New Jersey Public Advocate is taking steps to protect tenants who are current in their rent but whose landlords are facing foreclosure. Some of these tenants are being evicted from their homes despite paying their bills. With me now is Diane Sterner, Executive Director of the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey, an interest group, an advocacy group that works with people in situations like this. Diane Sterner, welcome to WNYC. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, and good morning.
Explain the situation. When does that kind of eviction take place?
Well, we're hearing stories in cities where a lot of our community development groups that are members of our organization work, where owners are being foreclosed on, and they own properties that are two- or three-family homes, and the tenants are being told by the lenders or the servicers that are foreclosing that they have to move. And according to New Jersey tenant law, they really are protected legally, but the people that are foreclosing are intimidating them into moving and thinking that they have to move out.
Why would they do that? Wouldn't the bank want rent-paying, income-generating tenants? I mean, the banks can't get all their money from Henry Paulson.
Right. I mean, that we don't understand why either, honestly, because it seems like the buildings retain value and are in much safer shape when they're occupied than when they're vacant. In a lot of communities, as soon as the owner moves out and the tenants move out, then the buildings are vandalized and they require a lot of work to be put in shape for people to live in again.
Maybe barring the vandalism risk, banks think it's easier to sell an empty building than one that has ongoing tenants with leases.
Yeah, I guess they may think that, but we've started looking into this, and I guess the few studies that exist on this subject show the opposite. So we're trying to help build a case to both support the public advocates' work and also possibly pursue some legislation that would require that servicers give notice to tenants that they have the right to stay in the building.
Here is a clip of the New Jersey Public Advocate, Ronald Chen, who just came out with an initiative to protect tenants, talking about some of the things that these foreclosure companies, the new landlords, do.
We've just, in our fairly brief time looking into this issue, had found instance after instance of either lawyers or real estate agents trying to use all sorts of coercive means to get tenants out when the tenants have an absolute legal right to remain.
And listeners, if any of you have been in this situation on any side, maybe you're a tenant, maybe you're a landlord who is foreclosed upon, maybe you work with a bank and want to say to the state, hey, come on, don't tie my hands here. It's tough for us, too. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. For Diane Sterner, Executive Director of the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey, or post a comment or a question about this to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Diane, what is the Public Advocate's Office doing?
Actually, you know, we've only just started talking with them about this. They are, I don't know the details of their initiative yet. We helped collect, some of our members have been turning in documents to us that tenants have given them that show what some of the lenders that are foreclosing are giving to the tenants to make them believe they have to move out. So we've been trying to help build a case for cracking down on this practice, but I don't know specifically what they're doing.
A couple of the things that I know, they're trying to clarify the law, for one thing, so that tenants and landlords alike know what legal protections tenants actually have. In addition, the Public Advocate's Office says they will warn that real estate professionals and attorneys involved in this eviction process may be subject to disciplinary action affecting their professional licenses if they intentionally mislead tenants. So I guess taking every advantage under the law as it exists to get tenants out is one thing. Trying to mislead them into leaving when they don't really have to leave is another. It's interesting that these kind, you know, what kinds of misleading statements do you think they might be using?
Some of the things that I remember are just not actually saying that they have to move, but saying that, you know, sort of just alluding to the fact that when the foreclosure becomes effective on X date, you know, we'll expect to see you gone or that kind of thing. So working, you know, not clearly.
Right. That's an interesting wording right there. We'll expect to see you gone on that date. That's not a legal statement that we're evicting you. That's not a statement that the law requires you to leave. That's our expectation, which could be, you know, a feeling,
right.
a personal
exactly.
opinion, and yet it communicates a threat
right.
and a fait accompli.
Exactly. So apparently this is pretty widespread, this type of thing, and we believe that we need to go even further than clarifying to tenants that they, well, clarifying the law, because foreclosures are just so widespread now. There's so many happening that we think that there needs to be something in the law that requires the entity that's foreclosing to affirmatively let the tenants know that they can stay. We're looking at how we could try to get that to happen.
Here's a landlord in Newark trying to avoid foreclosure. Nicole, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling, Nicole.
Hi, good morning. You know what? I was calling because I wanted a little bit of advice. Right now, I've been actively trying to work with my mortgage company to avoid foreclosure, and it seems like they really do like to get you in the foreclosure because they slap on all of these legal fees just to put you back on a payment plan that's ridiculous. It's about 30% more than what your typical mortgage would be, you know, upwards of $900. But I was told by my mortgage company not to notify my tenant, even though I am actively in foreclosure. But, you know, they say that it is a process of, you know, 4 to 8 weeks before they would, you know, let me know, I guess, what type of arrangement could possibly be made. And I've spoken with FHA, and they had said that I was eligible for a modification at this point. So I have an open HUD ticket against my mortgage company because there are other issues going on with them, and it's just like just in several different communications because I call them to follow up at the beginning of the week and usually close to the end. So I'll call on Monday and then call back on a Thursday to see if there's anything new going on. But what I'm wondering at this point is, you know, maybe should I go to my tenant informally and, you know, talk to them. I'm just afraid that once I do that I will no longer be able to collect rent, and then I'll have a higher mortgage with the mortgage company on a repayment plan, and my tenant is behind on rent.
Right. It sounds
I don't know how to handle it at this point.
It sounds like it would be in nobody's interest for that tenant to leave you right now. Now, that's interesting, Nicole. The bank's attorneys are telling you not to talk to your tenants?
Yes.
Has this been something you've heard before, Diane Sterner from the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey?
You know, I haven't been close enough to the specific situations to know, you know, how these things are playing out. I would recommend talking to one of the mortgage foreclosure counselors that the state is funding to help people work through these situations. I'm not a lawyer myself, so I hate to hesitate to.
Nicole, do you have an attorney?
No, actually, I don't have an attorney at this time because, you know, I've spoken with different entities and different FHA counselors, and I've actually spoken with directly with FHA because I do have a FHA insured.
And FHA is a federal housing. I forget exactly what the initials are for, but they guarantee some loans.
Housing authorities,
right? They help back the loans a little, like Freddie and Fannie do, right?
Correct. you know, and what they've advised me to do at this point is just to continue to work with the mortgage company and, you know, as the process, I guess, kind of winds down or once, you know, the mortgage company actually comes back to me with an arrangement, you know, then to take the next step at that point. It's just that, you know, I want to do the right thing by my tenant. I don't want to have them in some sort of a bind, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to communicate, you know, something that's not true to them, then they stop paying me rent or, you know, because they're trying to move and, you know, and then it just,
I'm curious if anybody else out there has advice for Nicole. Other landlords, we're not really going to have time for more calls on this, but if you want to post to our webpage, WNYC.org, any lawyers out there with advice for Nicole in this situation, I could see it working either way. I could see where you might get burned by a tenant who thinks that you're not going to be in this business for very long, and they may just pack up and leave, find somewhere else to live that they think is safer. They may just stop paying their rent because they think that, you know, that you can't collect it and they can. Or it may help the situation in the ways you suggest. But let's collect some advice for Nicole. Nicole, check our website later on, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And anyone else who has any thoughts on this, if you've ever been in this kind of situation or have an opinion about what Nicole should do here for any other reason, go post some advice at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. We're almost out of time with the executive director of the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey, Diane Sterner, working to help protect tenants whose landlords are facing foreclosure, and the banks start to kick out the tenants, even if the tenants are paying their rent. So, Diane, last word. What are the tenants' rights? What should tenants in this situation really know?
Well, they should know that they are protected under New Jersey law to when a home is under foreclosure, and they should contact the public advocate's office now if they're being pressured by the bank to move, because it sounds like that'll help build the case for the public advocate to really to make it clear that tenants are protected.
Yeah, that's a good place to call. This is why we're doing the segment, because the New Jersey public advocate, Ronald Chen, has come out with a warning to landlords and banks not to do anything illegal to push those tenants out. And I think the public advocate's office probably wants to hear from you if you are a tenant in that situation. Diane Sterner, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up in a minute, we're going to have the author of a book called No Job, No Prob. He's got all kinds of good suggestions, including the section on how to live on $20 a day, the section on how to answer the question, what do you do? And things like that. Stay with us.